Hello everyone, the question is, define all the phases of SDLC. So there are various phases in SDLC, we'll go one by one. First phase, which is called as the planning and requirement analysis. Okay, so this is the most important and fundamental stage of the SDLC, and it is actually performed by the senior members of the team, majorly, the managers or the people who deal with the customers, who take inputs with the customers. So this process is actually gathering the requirements from the customer that and conduct the feasibility studies of the in the economical, operational, technical areas. So this is the phase one. When we talk about the second phase, which is which comes as the defining the requirements. So once the requirement analysis is done in the previous stage, the next stage is to actually clarify and define those requirements in a proper documentation manner, right? So and then those documents are approved by the customers or the market analyst, and this is done with the help of a document which is called as SRS. It's a very popular name, and which stands for Software Requirements Specification Document, and which actually consists of all the information of the product requirements which needs to be designed and developed during the whole project life cycle. Third phase, or the third stage, which comes as the designing the product architecture. Okay, so in this phase, the SR is actually the reference for the for developing the whole product architecture, right? So based on the requirements specified in the SRS, or we or the architects mainly propose a DDS, which is called as a design document specification. And this DDS is actually reviewed by all the important stakeholders, and based on various parameters as the risk assessment, product robustness, design modularity, budget, time constraint, and the I would say the best design approach is then selected for this product. Next phase, which called as the building or developing the product, right? So this phase is the phase in which the actual development starts, and the team start building the product. If the design is performed in a detailed and organized manner, code generation can be accomplished without much hassle, right? So therefore, the previous stage, which was the designing, that is very important. Because what happens is developers have to exactly follow the coding guidelines defined by the organizations, as well as the programming tools, various compilers, interpreters, and they follow exactly the design document. And there are various levels in this field, in this phase of development, when there are programming languages such as C or C++, or Java, PHP, Ruby, and it depends as at the time of designing of the product which is being selected. So this is a complete phase in which the product is actually translated from the design phase to the real product. Next phase, which comes as the testing of the product, right? So the testing activities are mostly involved in all phases of all stages of SDLC. However, this stage refers to the testing only stage of the product, where product's defects are reported, tracked, then fixed, and then retested until the product reaches the quality standards defined in the SRS. So definitely, the testing of the product is done at almost every stage, but even though when a product is built, then this product is again tested, number of testings are there. So this is the phase where complete QA department lies, right? And the last phase, which comes as the deployment in the market and actually the maintenance. So once the product is tested and ready to be deployed, so it is released formally in the appropriate market, right? And when this product is deployed in the market, so based on the feedback and after the product release, whatever suggestions, whatever enhancements comes from the market, from the customers as well, then the maintenance of the product starts. And after this product release, the maintenance is done based on the existing customer's response and the requirement. So this was about the basic understanding of what are the various phases of SDLCs and the brief description about each and every phase of SDLC. Thanks for listening.